Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Today's topic is perhaps one of the most important topics you can ever hear in your life, which is Jesus is unique because he is our only Savior. The Bible teaches that we are all separated from God as sinners. We need a Savior. We all need to be reconciled to God. Because sinners need the Savior. The problem is that sin is an integral part of our human nature. All kinds of iniquity dwell in the human heart, such as lust, envy, greed, pride, hatred, selfishness, dishonesty, etc. These sins and others have vicious control within each person. They make all humans captive to the power of sin and its ongoing temptations. The wonderful news in the gospel is Jesus won the battle against Satan and sin. The gospel tells us that Jesus lived without committing one single sin. Jesus had complete victory over all of Satan's temptation. Jesus' divine nature guaranteed his victory in the battle against Satan and sin. Remember, because Jesus is the only person who is pure in his nature. He is sinless, according to the gospel, and even the Quran agree, and Muhammad agree. Jesus won the battle on our behalf. The awesome news of the gospel is that Jesus came and defeated the power of sin in its own dwelling place, inside the human body. We read in the gospel that Jesus came in the likeness of sinful man. He condemned sin in the flesh. In the gospel, Romans chapter 8, Jesus condemned sin in human nature. Okay, the good news, the wonderful news, you can be free from the love and power of sin. You can. God made it possible for you to be united with Jesus through his Spirit, who will reside within you at the very moment you place your faith in Jesus as your Savior. Very important. Pay close attention when you repent and they believe that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins. As a natural consequence, you will be united with Jesus and you will enjoy the fruits of his victory. You can experience freedom from the slavery to sin for the first time in your life. You know, sometimes you feel jealous and you can't help it. Jesus can set you free from jealousy. You know, sometimes you have lust. When you see a woman, a beautiful woman in her bikini, Jesus can set you free from your lust. You know, sometimes you want to betray your wife. Jesus can make you faithful. You know, sometimes you hate someone who hurt you. Jesus can set you free from hate and anger and can give you love. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. You know yourself. And he also said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The freedom will exist within you. You will love your life. You can be liberated from the bondage of sin only by the power of God within you. We cannot be set free by your own willpower. The Islamic law, which I studied in law school, and rituals, duties, and obligations cannot purify the person's heart or mind. See, Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, seek to impose Islamic law on everyone so people can obey God. It's not gonna work because sin exists within us. The gospel beautiful message is that Jesus came to save you and set you free from the captivity and love of sin. The Savior, Jesus Christ, came to do what the law and the prophets could not do. We read in the gospel, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. 1 John chapter 3. My friend, this is very important. A matter of eternal life with God or death or punishment. Jesus warns us, unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John chapter 8. My friend, I want to share with you, through faith in Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven by God. We, the genuine believers of Jesus, have come to enjoy a living relationship with God. We have received the Spirit of God in our hearts, and we have been adopted by God as His eternal children. God destined us to share His kingdom. You too can have a living relationship with God. You can experience Him as your loving Heavenly Father. You can enjoy His forgiveness right now. And you can be assured of His divine presence in your life and can be certain that heaven is your home and destiny. Share with your Muslim friend the fatherly love of God for you is unsurpassed. The moment you accept Jesus as your Savior, you will be spiritually born again. You will experience the Heavenly Father's loving arms drawing you to His bosom. Then you will find yourself drawn to God with the most irresistible attraction. You will fall in love with God from the depth of your being. You will dance from joy. My precious Muslim friend, I beg you, do not strive all your life to try to gain the favor of God. Right now, you can begin enjoying God's favor in the depth of your heart by simply placing yourself in the position to receive it. And I am talking now not only to Muslims, but I'm talking now to anyone who hears me that hasn't experienced the forgiveness of God yet. First of all, admit that you are a sinner. Right now, admit you are a sinner. Tell God, I am a sinner. Repent of your sins. Tell God, God, I decide not to live any longer in sin, far from you. Three, put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin and its penalty. Tell God, I put my faith in Jesus right now. This is your testimony that Jesus is your Savior. Pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for your love. God, I forsake my sins right now. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I put my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for my sins. Forgive me, God, because of Jesus' death and resurrection on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you a free book. Give you any advice that you might need. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family. It doesn't matter which church you attend. Doesn't matter what is your Christian background. If you repented and you put your faith in Jesus as your Savior, we are the members of the body of Christ. We are God's family. If I can help you in any way, give you any advice, pray with you, for your non-Christian friends and your Muslim friends, don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve you. Remember, the purpose of this program is not just information. The purpose, the goal is that God will use us together to help the people we know, to help our neighbors, to help Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. If your church needs a speaker, have your pastor contact me. I might be able to speak at your church. God's peace with you. God's grace with you. Peace. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.